Welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast, powered by Self-Recoding, world-class consulting and coaching services that you can access at selfrecoding.com. Self-Recoding is a unique blend of neuro-healing modalities that will empower you to reach your full potential. Join thousands of others who have experienced rapid results in their journey of personal growth. Now enjoy our show where we bring you tools for a powerful mind with your hosts, Kathy Tate and Daisy Pup.
And hello everybody and welcome to the third year anniversary episode of Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution, the podcast that gives you tools for a powerful mind. I'm Kathy Tate, your host from Australia. With me, as always, Daisy Papp from America. Daisy, 3 years. Can you believe it? Wow.
Wow. Yes, that's exactly the only thing that comes to my mind. This is just phenomenal and it's fabulous and it is amazing and it shows our perseverance and our persistence and our commitment and our audience's commitment. They stick with us, and our sound engineer just brought it to my attention that, oh, so you're now at 97 countries, and well, that is almost half of the countries accounted for in the world. Yes. So do you know anyone, dear listeners, who is heard in half of the world? Because I don't know anyone but Kathy and I, and I mean that in a humble way.
That is amazing, isn't it, when you think about it? And when I go back to the very beginning, when you and I first found each other and we created an intention of embracing the globe.
Yes.
And here we are, 3 years, 97 countries, which is almost half of all of the countries that exist. That is mind-blowing to me. Absolutely mind-blowing. It takes my breath away. And it wasn't that long ago where I was somebody who didn't think they had a voice. Audience out there, I am proof that anything is possible.
Yes. And I would like to correct you here, though. I don't mean it to correct you, but I feel the urgency to do so. You found me. Let's stick with the story. Let's stick with the facts, because I know how important it is for you when we are asked in an interview or people are asking us, so how did the two of you meet? Well, we never. Dear listeners, Kathy and I, we never met face to face, shaking hands, giving one another a physical hug yet. It's on our bucket list. And if anyone is very dear with the airlines and can send us some plane tickets, we're so eager to meet one another. No matter where, we will meet halfway. That might be Africa. That might be, it's not halfway, but almost like Hawaii or anywhere. We might meet in Asia. But please bring us the flight tickets on so Kathy and I can finally, truly, friendly embrace one another in this amazing hug after 3 years producing Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that blows some people's minds, the fact that we've done this for so long but have never actually met in person. And that is the wonder of modern technology and something that we are all very grateful for, because this couldn't have happened years ago. It wasn't possible back then. The world has changed. And so we have to take those changes and I think create the best we can with them. Yes. And I certainly think we're doing that with Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution. I'm certainly grateful it's in my life and that we have persevered through all the ups and downs, that behind the scenes, we don't really say much, but it hasn't been a smooth ride in any sense. And our businesses fund this podcast. We've got some sponsors who generously donate. We're always looking for more help and support though, guys, because it isn't easy to produce such a high quality podcast every single week, for free, for everybody in the world to hear and be inspired by, we hope. And certainly it seems like that is happening, because we are in those 97 countries and growing. My goal is 100. So listeners, please keep sharing. We want to meet that goal this year. And of course, it's August, so we've got a little bit of time. And the way it usually happens with us is we don't just gain one country, they'll flip over in twos or threes very quickly. So yes. I'm excited about hitting that 100 mark. Well, that's all well and good, but let's jump into today's episode, which is right on topic, Daisy.
What?
We're going to talk about anniversaries.
Oh, how timely. Yes, let's speak about anniversaries. Oh, wow. That was really a hard hit because truly, I do not really believe in anniversaries. And now I was caught. That is really hilarious. Because I get excited to see the milestones. I get excited every stepping stone that we are stepping on and that we are moving forward. I don't care about the speed because I understand that humans are impatient and I'm human too, and I can be impatient myself. It is more important the direction that we're growing and going, and the speed actually is not so important because I can speed towards New York when I want to go to Brazil and I'm sitting in Miami, let's say. So I'm speeding the wrong direction and that is not really the goal. Or I'm speeding to Hawaii, although I'm over on my way in my thoughts to Perth, Australia, where you are. So it's not about the speed. It's about the perseverance, I think, and the commitment and the consistency. Now, anniversaries, what would someone base an anniversary on?
Well, I think it's very tied to our whole concept of the year, the calendar year, and us, I guess, growing older each year. And hence we have the birthday that celebrates the day that we were born and get older every year. And I think that kind of lays the basis for these other things to happen annually as well. Now, if you're going to have, I've actually got a dog in the background, so I work your magic.
You know how to do it. Apply it. I'm sending your discomfort and fear through your barking in a cleansed form back to its origin.
I'm sending your discomfort and your fear in a cleansed form in your barking back to its origin.
That's where it comes from and that's where it returns to.
That's where it comes from and that's where it returns to. So I think we base these annual celebrations on the same reason we base our birthday annually. And then an anniversary to me is like marking a year has passed since something important happened. That's not to say that's always a happy event, but it often is like a wedding or the creation of something like us with the podcast launching. But it can also be the marking of a loved one's passing. That's often an anniversary people observe. So I guess in one sense, I can see very much anniversaries maybe living in the past a little bit. But then I think too, some things, it's good to have that mark, that annual sort of celebration or consideration to gauge how far you've come as well. And I think that's particularly something important about anniversaries for me. Is if we look at the podcast, for example, 3 years this week since we launched. That's phenomenal to me because we have consistently and persistently had an episode there on time, exactly how we wanted it, to the standard that we wanted to produce it. And we've done that consistently for 3 years every week. If you knew the percentage of podcasts that failed in the first 6 months, it's something like 80% that start and then never get past, I think, a couple dozen episodes. And to be consistent for 3 years, I think, is a huge effort and accomplishment. And we deserve to celebrate it with a mark, which is what I would call an anniversary. So that's what they mean to me and where I think their annual reason, if that answered your question.
You mentioned that based on our annual calendar and that anniversaries appear then therefore. Now, I look at it from a different angle because knowing that the calendars were changed during times and that somebody then there in Rome sitting said, hey, you know what, from now on, we're going to have a different calendar count. And now we live it this way and we do have different days and we will celebrate festivities on different dates that now I say, because I'm the ruler of this era. That really doesn't make it very acceptable to me, so that I would have to follow for any reason or for no reason. And to me, when it comes to anniversary, to me, every morning is an anniversary. I mean, wow, I made it again. It's a new day. It's a new chance. And I can show the world that I'm alive. And please, world, show me how I can serve the best way possible. That's to me an anniversary. I understand that counting the milestones or the distance from milestone to milestone can be important. And I see it as important to measure as well. For example, okay, how far have we gotten? But we could have celebrated every single week since we launched our first episode on August 18th in 2020, because we were consistent with it. And from week to week, we also could have celebrated, technically, because it was a weekly anniversary. I mean, who says this cannot exist? I'm just asking questions.
I have to jut one thing up in here, though. I'm pretty sure that the word anniversary got the word annual in it.
Yes.
Like the root of the word. So it means once a year.
Okay.
To be devil's advocate, seeing as we're putting out opposing points of view here. I can't see it as a weekly thing because of that reason. To me, I got brought up understanding that an anniversary was once a year. But I do agree with you on the whole calendar thing. I am aware that the calendar has been altered over time, and that actually fascinates me. I would love to understand more about what the original civilized man measured and described and noted time, like as opposed to the modern calendar. And at some point, it's interesting to me because just of the names of the months, they're not in the right order according to the roots of those names. And to me, that's fascinating. And so, yes, that whole issue definitely can cloud the original purpose, maybe. But what about the thought that if we want to live in the moment more, then an anniversary is about celebrating how far we've come?
So, first of all, I appreciate that you made a bridge between the Latin word where it stems from, anniversary, and anno, and so forth. I really appreciate that. And I agree that is how we are taught and how we live, the majority of humans. Nevertheless, I have, due to the lack of another word that I didn't invent yet or didn't come up with yet or don't remember, maybe it exists, having a daily celebration of, yes, I'm awake again and let me show the world that I'm alive and how can I serve the best way possible. I understand it's not happening every year, but now that we understand that these calendars are man-made, when we only look at the moons and how many moon cycles we have a year, so that already doesn't make it up. And when we look back in history, I'm not a historian by no means, and I'm not qualified to speak as a historian, so I don't. But based on the simple knowledge that I have acquired, is that the celebrations in many cultures are based on the moons. They're lunar celebrations and not annual celebrations. So they happen once a year, I understand, but they are measured and they are dated based on the lunar cycles. And I find it very fascinating to see that sometimes, let's say somebody just dies one day before the anniversary, and then now it's more tragic than it's tragic by itself. And these are the aspects that I do not agree upon and I cannot agree with. I could, but I can't physically. It's painful for me. Because when I look, and I can only speak for myself, when I look at my life, okay, then I was 34 years old and I have accomplished that. Or when I was 36 years old, I accomplished that. When I was 22 years old, I accomplished that. does that truly really matter how many anniversaries ever since occurred based on the annual repetition of that event based on calendars that cannot be so punctual as we are told that they were? Although I agree upon calendars. Look, I make all my appointments based on a calendar and the 24 hours. Otherwise, how could you and I agree upon meeting for a recording session? We could not. It's important, but I see it more as a coordinate instead of being factually something like a pin in my life. And now because based on a calendar that is not understandable for me, why it was set one time prior to a emperor or somebody who had something to say in Rome, and then later on somebody else just overruled it. That does not really make sense to me. And when we go back historically, people usually lived in the old days based by nature. When it got colder, when it got darker, they went inside earlier. They went to bed earlier. When the days were longer, then they were outdoors more, depending, of course, how cold or what your geographics are. So I think when we connect in this aspect more to nature, then I think we will be all individually better off because nature is where we live in. And the more I try to disconnect myself from it, meaning from the environment I actually live in, makes it more challenging for me to live at all.
It's interesting what you just said about nature, because I just saw a couple of days ago a little video where someone was talking about how important and healthy it is for us to ground ourselves.
Yes.
Which, you know, bare feet in the soil or the sand or yes. on the earth. In this video, they actually took blood samples of before the person did the grounding and then I think it was only half an hour after.
Yes.
And the difference in the structure of the blood appears is quite incredible. It looks so much healthier.
Yes.
Amazingly healthier in just that short amount of time after they connected with the earth. And that really has set me also thinking lately about how important it is that we get back to nature as much as we can in as many areas of our life as we can so that we're living more in harmony. And I think that we've lost that in modern times because we've become so consumed with things and with working to pay for things that the real essence of life is kind of lost in this rush to live in society because society is consumed in this way that I don't think is very natural at all anymore. That's everybody's personal choice whether they want to live like that, but certainly situations sometimes dictated by necessity. You get trapped in this world of, we would slang call it dog eat dog, cat eat cat, the modern rat race. You get consumed in that and then you just get so drawn away from nature and you get stuck. So I think sometimes it takes an effort and an awareness to say, oh, wow, what am I doing? I need to get back to something that works better for me. So getting back to our topic, anniversaries, it's an interesting conversation because modern world has really disconnected us so much and we bring in these things like anniversaries perhaps to compensate.
I don't know if it is happening due to the need to compensate or the wish to compensate. I think it is very commercialized. And I know of people that find it heartbreaking and almost want to file for a divorce when somebody forgot their anniversary. Come on, people. Are you serious? Does it really matter more to you that somebody is bringing you flowers on a specific date, but the other 364 days you don't get along and you're arguing all around and you're having really these drama moments every single day? And then now this one specific date means so much to you. I think it is time to wake up. Is it not about the quality that we live between the years and the days and the hours and the minutes and the seconds and the moments the every now that only exists anyways. So imagine you and I would celebrate today our anniversary and the past 365 days times three. Dear listeners, you can make the math. We would have argued backstage. I think then our anniversary celebration would be first, fake. Second, hypocrisy. Third, totally to be trashed. I prefer the precious moments that I live with you. I understand physically not in the same room, but the great brainstorms that we are having, the beautiful private conversations where you share from your life and I share from my life, where we are brainstorming and envisioning the greater vision for humanity. I appreciate every single one of those. I do not need an anniversary for celebrating that. I can celebrate that in the morning when I wake up, in the morning while I have my coffee, when I'm sitting on the throne, like all humans do in one way or the other, even in nature. I call it the throne. And I can also appreciate it before and after a meal. I can appreciate it in the afternoon. I can appreciate while I'm in the shower, while I'm taking a walk on the beach, while I'm walking barefoot, while I'm grounding, as you mentioned. And I can appreciate it in my dreams. I can appreciate it before I go to bed. And meanwhile, I'm in the essence of appreciation instead of the focus on an anniversary. So what brings me more in the state of celebrating the every single moment that I really realize and appreciate, or that one outlook, oh, now is our anniversary. You won't be home for our anniversary? Oh, you're going to work. I thought you asked for a day off at your boss. Are you serious? Why not enjoy the moments you have? And truly go and have a look at the calendars and how they changed from the Julian calendar into the Gregorian calendar and what was before and how the seasons changed and why they set that the beginning of summer and the beginning of winter and so forth. Have a look. Be a researcher of your own for your own sake and your own serenity.
So if I'm getting this right, your biggest issue with it is the commercialization of anniversaries, because I believe that you're not one to partake in any of those holidays that are celebrated by many regularly. I know that you don't believe in or celebrate things like Valentine's. Is it the commercialization aspect? I understand what you're saying and how passionate you are about it, and I agree with all of it. However, personally, I believe anniversaries have their place. I think it can be important to celebrate and mark occasions. For instance, my kids recently went away to mark their 10-year anniversary, 10 years since they met, and they're now married with a child. Now, I think that that is amazing and it should be celebrated that they have for 10 years evolved and grown together and created this family of their own. I think it's absolutely wonderful. And so for me, marking that anniversary with them is important. And I don't give a hoot if it's commercialized or not. That's something special to me within our family. So that's my vote for anniversaries, even though I agree with all the other things that you're saying as to why they possibly are just an invention. Holidays are inventions, but I think that they've come to mean things as well at the same time.
It's in everyone's perception and evaluation what meaning they give. I appreciate when couples celebrate that they met, and I appreciate that they're celebrating that they're still together. I appreciate when couples celebrate that they achieved something. I appreciate that. But why does it need to have a date? That would mean that only on the exact anniversary it is a special day, and let's say 48 hours prior, it's not so special. Are you serious? That means that 2 days prior then... It means nothing, but only 2 days later than the 10 years count?
Well, no, hang on.
Let me hang on to what?
I think the date is just convenience. It's a mark. I think you're overreading into it. We don't disagree often, listeners, but we are going to disagree right now.
Maybe you disagree with me. I don't feel that I disagree with you.
So you agree that it's a mark?
It is a mark, but the question is, which mark is it? Is it not every day that I mark, check mark? I lived with you. We made it through the day. We're still together. I choose you as much as you choose me. Is not that a mark?
Sure.
To me, that's a mark. And I don't need a calendar, no matter which calendar we go by,
sure,
to tell me now I have to make the mark.
Sure.
I make the mark myself based on my feelings and emotions, how I feel about you and how I evaluate our relationship that we live every day, every week, over the months, over the years. I think it is overrated.
Do you feel the same way about your birthday?
I don't care about my birthday. To me, every morning is a birthday because I have a new chance. Look, every night I go to sleep, there's a 50-50 chance that I will or will not wake up. Agreed or not?
No.
Why?
I don't think like that.
Well, every minute that I enter, I could make it through the minute or I could not make it. There's a 50-50 chance. So that's how I see it. I celebrate every morning as a new birthday because that day is for me a great chance. I don't need to wait until this particular date to celebrate. Why would I? I celebrate with you in February as much as I celebrate with you in November, as much as I celebrate with you in August, as much as I celebrate with you in June, that we are creating and co-creating new episodes. I don't need an anniversary for that. I appreciate that you need an anniversary for it. I can measure the countries where we have listeners in at any day and any time. And I can be happy and grateful for that any moment of my time. Why do I need to have a specific date and time to now remember how far we've come? I can do that. Kathy, let's meet next week for recording. And then we're going through the statistics that on average every year we gained 32.3 countries a year on average. We can do that if you'd like. But do you not appreciate more seeing and meeting with me every time we meet? Do you really need that date, that marker? Or is every time we meet a marker?
Well, I'm going to say both.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. That's because, you know, I realize that anniversaries and those holidays are conditioned into us in modern society. I get that. But I still think that they can have their importance. And they do to me.
I respect that.
With or without you, congratulations.
Yes.
To Bald and Blonde Podcast.
Congratulations.
For our 3 years of weekly episodes and our accomplishment of embracing the globe.
Yes.
And I look forward to adding many more countries onto that list of 97. Look, it could even be higher. I have not looked this week. And when we don't look, it tends to have jumped. So to our audience out there, whatever you think about anniversaries, own it, I say.
Yes.
And enjoy. And please have a cuppa with us to celebrate 3 years of regular episodes. And we're going strong. We're not going anywhere, are we, Daisy?
I'm not planning on going anywhere else, but straight ahead. Because there's much work ahead of us and humanity is, can I say it in German?
No.
I think humans are more and more realizing what fulfills them and what does not. And I think much support is needed and we're here to support locally, nationwide and internationally, globally. And whoever wants to celebrate, I respect that and make it fun. And I think celebrate more often. Don't wait until the calendar tells you. Now it's time to celebrate. Although this day you woke up with a migraine, you have a bad tummy, you have cramps in your leg, you have a bad mood, and it's the worst day of the year, but now you have to celebrate because the calendar requires. No, I think it is a good idea to celebrate more often, sincerely, naturally. Be free to celebrate. come together, sing together, dance together, speak with one another, hug one another, and respect one another, and build bridges to one another, and walk over one another's bridges when the other is inviting. And I don't need an anniversary for that. I didn't need it when you found me, and I don't need it today and from now forward, but I will join celebrating every single episode we produce. That's a celebration for me, every single episode. When it's recorded, it's a mark. When it's edited, it's a mark. When it's uploaded in the feed, it's a mark. When it's aired, it's a mark. When it's receiving likes or it's receiving comments or reviews, it's a mark. And that can happen any day, any hour, any minute.
And there you go. We are agreeing to disagree on what anniversaries mean to us. And I don't think that's actually really ever happened before. So mark that.
Wait a minute. Do you disagree with what I just said?
Yeah, I still think that the anniversary is important to me.
I understand.
It's important that we've made 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's not my question. My question is, do you disagree with all the other aspects that I said? Celebrate more often. Celebrate every mark.
No, but I know you disagree with the annual thing.
No, I agree with you. I don't see us disagreeing. I respect that you want to celebrate that and I join in because if that makes you happy, I'm happy to bring joy to you. I respect that. I don't need it, but I respect it.
Oh, well, then we're not disagreeing at all, are we?
Exactly.
We're compromising.
No, compromise is foul, but maybe that's a good topic for an episode.
Okay. I'll write that down.
She's jotting. She's taking notes.
Today has been a bit of a rambling, interesting, completely unplanned
anniversary
discussion about anniversaries. So it is what it is. It'll be interesting to see what makes the edit. That's it from us. So we hope you've enjoyed listening in. Please do share our episodes with your family and friends and please support us. Just go to baldandblonde.live. It's very easy. You can listen directly on the website or you can go over to the podcast player of your choice. Help your friends and family get set up. It's super, super easy. We love that you guys keep sharing our episodes. That is how we have embraced the globe and we'll continue to do so. That's it from us. We'll see you next week with another amazing episode. We are Bald and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Talk to you next time with or without an anniversary. Thank you for listening in to the Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. Please share our show with your family and friends. Together, we make this world a better place for you, for us, for future generations. When you need consulting or coaching, visit selfrecoding.com. Also, please remember to rate us 5 stars and leave a review and support us at baldandblonde.live. Talk to you soon.